This is a recording of the open meeting held by the Federal Election Commission on November 5, 2009. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Next item is the issue of placing the first general counsel reports on the public record. We have a late submitted document. We have agenda document 0972, which was submitted by the Office of General Counsel, and we have agenda document 0972A submitted late. And we have a motion, Mr. Vice Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I would like to move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda documents 09-72 and 09-72-A.
Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Counsel, we're prepared to have you address that. I suppose we'll start with your 0972.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nearly 3 years ago, the agency internally initiated a practice of not placing on the public record First General Counsel's reports in closed enforcement matters. As part of this change, OGC began to submit proposed factual and legal analyses to the Commission in all enforcement matters, not just those in which it recommended reason to believe. And those factual and legal analyses have been released when the case closed in lieu of the first GC. The Commission did this for a number of reasons, including a desire to forestall potentially troublesome redaction issues in pre-decisional documents, a desire to emphasize to the public the position of the Commission as reflected in Commission-approved factual and legal analyses, and to allow for more candid analysis by the General Counsel. After nearly 3 years of experience with this practice, we recommend that the Commission return to the prior practice of placing First General Counsel's reports on the public record. Doing so will promote transparency both about the Commission's own operations and the actions of the political actors who are respondents in enforcement matters. We believe it will promote compliance by giving campaign finance practitioners the fullest possible education about the development of the law, and it will enable us to put the fullest possible record out as swiftly as possible in the circumstances of a particular case. Returning to the prior practice, not without its costs, we would think the reasons that the prior practice was adopted are ones that are in the main valid ones. It's not that those are wrong, but we have concluded that in our judgment, based on our experience, and is more fully set forth in the memo, the transparency benefits of returning to the prior practice considerably outweigh the continued validity of the reasons for the change we made in January 2007. And so we recommend in this document that the Commission return to its prior practice of placing First General Counsel's reports on the public record, subject as always in our public record practice to appropriate redactions. And I would point out that while not part of the formal recommendation, we did note in the text of this document that it would be our intention to go back and, as resources are available, place on the public record First General Counsel's reports that have been withheld pursuant to this practice from January 2007 to the present. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Further comment on either or both of those documents? Commissioner McGann.
Let me say at the start, Mr. Chairman, I understand that we're not actually going to vote today on this. Three of us had put a document on the agenda, submit it late. The agenda, I didn't frankly realize this was going to be on the agenda this week, so this has all been sort of a last-minute thing, but I don't want to force a vote on something we're not all are ready to go because, well, they haven't had a lot of time to be ready to go. That being said, I think it's very important for us to continue down the path that we have gone down in so many other ways, which is increasing transparency and letting the public in more to how the commission functions. This is another step down that road. The commission has functioned under an interim policy since 2003, and at the time it was represented to the public that there would be a more permanent policy in place. But the interim policy has been in place since, and not a bad policy, but it's over time I think you learn lessons. And then there was a change, as Mr. Calvert noted, a few years ago. And I hope that by the next open meeting we can be prepared to move this, and hopefully we can have a vote at that time. But I think it is very important. My sense is that this is something many of us support, and I would say all, but I want to include, this is a staff recommendation, but many is sort of, I see the more inclusive term. But I think it is very important for the reasons that Mr. Calvert outlined, and also it gives those who practice in this area, those who study in this area, I think, more information and more of a sense as to what the commission adopted versus what the commission rejected. And I think in particularly in the enforcement matters, the more information that the public has, the more it ultimately helps with compliance, because it puts more of a fine point on the thinking of the commission. And at the end of the day, I think that's in everyone's interest. But ultimately, I intend to support the notion, and we have our own proposal, which is essentially a slightly scaled down version of council's recommendation. And those are details that I know some wish to reflect on more, and that's of course reasonable. But I just hope we can vote on this at the next meeting, Mr. Chairman.
We'll sure be on the agenda, and I'm sure we can, and thank you. I share the same view that it's whenever we can, we should maximize our own transparency. We ask others to do the same, and we should try and do that to the maximum extent possible. This moves us more in that direction, and I think it's a good move, regardless of how we finally wordsmith the policy. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think there is unanimous agreement on the commission that we want to put the first general counsel's reports back on the public record. We were not trying to hide anything when we changed the policy. We were actually trying to add clarity. I think it arose in a case where the commission adopted the council's recommendation, but on a different legal theory, and there was some concern that this was just going to confuse the public as to what the legal theory actually was. Seemed like a good idea at the time, but and there have been, you know, maybe one or two kind of outlier cases that have informed the policy over the more recent policy over the last few years. But I think one of the lessons from this is that outliers don't make good law, that we shouldn't make general policy based on unusual cases. And as I said, I think everybody agrees that we need to put the first general counsel's reports back on. I had thought that there was perhaps one paragraph that was that there was not consensus behind in the council's memorandum, and I was going to offer to adopt that with that one paragraph withdrawn. It's my understanding that the proposal that my colleagues have submitted may be a little bit different than that. They didn't realize it was going to be on the agenda. I didn't realize they were working on their own version of the policy. As I said earlier, I was working on the AOs until midnight last night, so I just haven't had a chance to go through and figure out what's in the more recent proposal that is different from the original proposal. I don't think it's very different, but I think there may be some aspects that I just want to make sure I understand what we're voting on. But as I said, I wanted to emphasize that I think everybody's on board with the general principle that we want to release the general counsel's reports on the public record, and as soon as we figure out the exact words that would reflect that in the policy, which certainly should be accomplishable, if that's a word, by the next meeting, I think we can do that.
Commissioner McGann.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to make clear my comments. and I don't think that you came across this way, but I just want to make sure. But just merely because this was put on the agenda rather recently, I nonetheless still want to thank the chair for his leadership on this. Sometimes you have to put things on the agenda to force the issue because we're working on other things and that kind of thing. So I want to make it clear that I'm not saying that this was not this is something that's been coming for a long time, and I appreciate the chairman sticking this on the agenda to essentially force it, move it along, because otherwise it would easily sort of get lost in the shuffle of AOs and MERS and everything else. So I want to thank the chair for
we
that.
We have a lot of shuffling.
I didn't want anyone to take anything from my comments other than that. And I think we're all moving the same direction on this and can get this actually done. And it really is because you've put it on the agenda, it brings it to a head. So I want to just thank you for that, and I yield back.
Further comment? Well, we'll consider this ripe for consideration of the next open session and move on to the next matter.